Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. So when we were talking about mediating in the good sense, between people who are at dispute with each other, or mediating between two people wanting to get married, or finding a spouse for a brother, finding a spouse for a sister. And we said that is one of the greatest forms of ibadah, and also something that will very positively contribute to a better society. At the same time, there's something that we should always remember as well, and that is that we should never be a part of mediating for the purpose of evil, for the purpose of bad, for the purpose of wrong, for the purpose of haram. And I think that's something that should be mentioned, in the sense of we should never be involved in anything that would lead to something bad or evil or haram. That's exactly why the next topic is, when we hear the common statements given to us by Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, in that, are you going to be a part of the cause, a part of the solution, or are you a part of the problem? Are you contributing to the betterment of society, or to the detriment of the society? And this is a genuine question that you really, really need to ask yourself. You know, what am I doing in this world? What am I doing to make things better? Or am I doing things to make it worse? When I am doing this, or when I am saying that, or when I am being a part of this, what is it that I'm genuinely doing? And I think this is an issue that, you know, we tend to undermine as far as its value is concerned, because we brush it off very, very easily, especially with all these social demands that we can see in today's society. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, he says, "Man amara bisu'in," whoever commands — this is a part of a long hadith — whoever commands or orders something bad, أو دل عليه, or introduces someone, or guides someone to it, أو أشار به, or points towards it, فهو شريك, then they are a partner in crime, pretty much, you know. The same way as al-dallu ala al-khayr kafa'ilihi, someone who introduces you to something good, is like as if you yourself, you're doing it. If you introduce someone to something good, is like as if you're doing it. The same thing when it comes to something bad. That's why there's so much of a recommendation for us to avoid and be away of any kind of contribution towards that which is bad, that which is munkar. Not going to talk about munkar here, because that's going to be the topic that we will be speaking about in the next segment. We do understand that in the case of respecting the rights of other people and remembering that they have choices that they want to make, if they're good choices, then we also want to be a part of it. But if they are bad choices, then we don't want anything to do with it at all. Should you be the voice of the zalim, or should you be the voice of the mazloom? I think that's a very important point. How are we allowing things to spread in the bad way if we are people who supposedly want to defend the good way? Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is exactly why he says, "Kun lil mazlumi awnan wa lil zalimi khasma." Be the supporter, be the assistant of the oppressed, and be the adversary, be the opponent of the zalim, of the oppressor. You know, you need to be the thorn in the oppressor's eye, and you need to be the closest of friends to the oppressed person. Whoever they may be, however they may be, you know, you are their voice. You are going to be their brother. You're going to be their sister. You're going to be what they lean on. You're going to be their hope in life if you were to stand for them.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Imam Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he says, "Ma min mu'minin yu'inu mu'minan mazluman." There is no believer who assists another, a fellow oppressed believer, except that what they do is better, fasting for a whole month and doing i'tikaf in al-Masjid al-Haram. So what we're talking about is Nasrul Mazlum, and that's exactly why in a long hadith, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq salamullahi alayhi, he describes the qualities of a believer. And then he says, وَيَنْصُرُ الْمَظْلُومِ. And a believer is someone who supports and assists the oppressed. وَيَرْحَمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. And they have mercy on the poor, on the destitute. And then he says, and a believer, he undergoes difficulties. نَفْسُهُ مِنْهُ فِي عَنَاءٍ. Which means that, you know, a believer has hardships. You know, they're always, you know, finding it difficult in life. But they don't allow that to go out into the public. They don't allow that to spill outside. And that's why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he says, وَالنَّاسُ مِنْهُ فِي رَاحَةٍ. That people are comfortable, or people don't have any problems from him. You know, although he is or she is going through difficulty or and hardship and things like that, but they don't allow it to have an effect on the way that they are dealing with other people. You know, unfortunately, sometimes you see that someone who is very stressed, or someone who is anxious, or someone who has problems, you know, they bring their hardships out verbally by, you know, letting it out on other people. For example, you know, if you have a problem with, you know, this or that, you know, why are you throwing it onto me, or why are you letting it out onto me? You know, this hadith says, وَالنَّاسُ مِنْهُ فِي رَاحَةٍ. That people are free of any problems coming from this individual. والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children's screams.
There was the Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.